as you lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Welcome someone on your left and right again. Tell the person you are welcome to our second night of spiritual intensification. Tell him your life will never be the same. Tell him this month will be a good month for you. And God's ability will be made manifest in your life. Hallelujah. Clap your two hands and take back your seat. Amen. Yesterday, we started praying into and looking at the ability of God, that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can think or even imagine, according to the power that is at work in us. I want you to announce this evening to three people around you that God is able to do beyond your expectation. God is able to do beyond your widest dream and your expectations. And we took our scripture from Jeremiah 32, 17 and 27, and then Ephesians 3, verse 20. And we explained that God is able. The meaning of able is to have power and ability, that is to be willing to do, to have the power to do, the ability to do, and also the willingness to do. Then we looked at the dimensions of the ability of God. We said one, God is able to save to the utmost, that there is no dimension or there is nothing that can come upon you or can attack you that God cannot save you from. God is able to save to the highest of the highest level that you can imagine. God is able to save you. God is able to deliver you. God is able to rescue you. And so Jesus cried to him that was able to save him, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them. Amen. We also said that God is able to keep us from falling and to make us stand. We also said God is able to keep us, that no matter the temptations, the trial that come your way, because as a child of God, you are not shielded from temptations. Bible says that, and when the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jesus, he led him to the mountain to be tempted of the devil, or to be tempted by the devil. So yesterday we explained that temptations come and trials come to each, even children of God. But no matter the temptation that comes before you or the trial that will come against you, God is able to make you stand. So I pray that this month of March, you will never fall. Let your amen be the believer's amen. That this month of March, no matter the trial, the temptation, the attack that comes against you, the Lord will preserve you. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Oh, come on, do it better. We also explained that God is able to exceed our expectation exceedingly abundantly. He's able to exceed our expectation. That whatever you imagine God to do or you pray about, God will not only do it, but he can exceed it. He has that ability to exceed it. We also said God is able to kill and to make alive. That God can kill whatever must die in your life for your glory to appear. That God can kill whatever must die in your life for you to rise, for you to do well. He all through scriptures, he has showed it that he can kill and also he can make alive. That God can give life to whatever is dying or whatever is perishing in your life. So I pray that this month of March, whatever must die for you to rise, may God cause them to die. Whatever must live in your, it may be a personality, it may be a being, it may be a person, it may be an attitude, it may be a character, it may be something that is so much alive in your life that is making you not see the glory of God. I pray that in this month of March, that thing will die. And the same God that maketh alive, he's able to make alive. That same God will make anything that is dying in your life come back to life. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. And we also said God is able to engrace us. Bible says that God is able to make all grace abound towards you. That you always having all sufficiency in all things, you may abound unto every good work. So God can give you every grace you are looking for. Yesterday I spoke about it, that there is a grace for everything you are looking for. Grace for marriage, grace for business, grace for academics, grace for traveling. And so for everything you are looking for every level you are dreaming of, or every level you want to arrive, there is a certain grace that must come upon you for that thing to be possible. And I pray for you that in this month of March, whatever you are eyeing, the grace of God will come upon you for that place. I said, whatever you are eyeing, the grace of God will come upon you for that thing. And whatever level you are dreaming of, the grace of God will come upon you for that level. Clap your two hands and say, I receive that grace. And we also spoke that God is able to appoint you. He has the ability to appoint you. He has the ability to appoint you. And doesn't just appoint you for something good, but also anoint you. 2 Corinthians 1:21 also speaks about that. That is the one who establishes, who appoints us and establishes us in Christ and anoints us. That is what God does. Who has also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Then we also said God is able to overturn every situation. And we prayed into that area and God moved mightily in our midst last night. So God is able to overturn every situation. Sometimes there are things that are going on that is not favoring you. It's not favoring your course. It's not favoring your plans. There are some transactions going on in the spirit that is causing you harm and havoc or pulling you backwards. That you really need the grace of God to overturn. You really need God to intervene and overturn those tables. So I pray for every one of us here that every transaction over your destiny that is not going to your favor, it is overturned. It is overturned this month. This month of March, may God match you into your blessings. And may every table of your enemies that is working against you be overturned. Wherever they are planning evil for your sake, we overturn it. Like Jesus entered into the temple and overturned the tables of transactions, we overturn every table of transaction against your destiny. And that is how it works in the spirit. And we explain that scripture in Ezekiel 21, verse 27, when it says that I'll overturn until the time comes, until the rightful person comes that I'll give to. That there are people who are sitting on the thrones that belongs to you, and people that are enjoying the lives that belong to you, that God says he will overthrow and he will give it to you. So I pray that this month of March and this year 2025, the Lord will enthrone you at the right place. The Lord will make that original destiny find manifestation in your life. You also said God is able to make you wise. God is also able to provide exceedingly for you. Like he told Amaziah, or like Amaziah spoke to the man of God, and the man of God told Amaziah that whatever you have lost by giving to Israel, God is able to give you even much more. So everything you have lost in this year 2025, God is able to give you much more. And everything you are looking for in this year 2025, God is able to provide much more. May the Almighty God provide all your needs. Let your amen be the loudest. Clap your two hands for the Lord. And we also spoke about God's ability to restore what the cankerworm have eaten, the caterpillars have eaten, and the palmer worms and the locusts, that God was able to restore all unto us. And so whatever we have lost in this year or in the previous years, God will restore for us in bountiful ways. Amen. In greater measures. Amen. All right. So now, how to connect to God's ability? How to connect to God's ability? How do you connect to God's ability? If we say God is able, how will you be able to connect to God's ability? Number one, by the power of the Spirit. By the power of the Spirit. Jeremiah 32 verse 17. It said, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and outstretched arm, and there is nothing too hard for you. Thou hast made this heavens and this earth by thy power. So God was able to make the heavens and the earth by his power. Take note of that. By the power of his Spirit. Ephesians 3:20 also says that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think and imagine, according to the power that works in us. So according to the power of the Spirit that is working in you, according to the dimension of power you carry, God is able to perform certain things in your life. That is why two believers will pray concerning the same thing, and God will work it in the life of one and will not carry it out in the life of the other. Because everything that God does in your life as a child of God is according to the power that is at work on the inside of you. So if you decree and it will happen, it's according to the power working in you. If you decree and it doesn't happen, it's according to the power that is not working in you. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you think and imagine, according to the power that is on the inside of you. I pray that may the level of your power begin to rise. Let your amen be the loudest here. May the level of power you carry begin to rise. When you are operating with your phone or with your gadget, there are some power level that is required to carry out certain operations. Some time ago, I was trying to update and install certain things on my phone and update my phone or something, and they told me that the battery level is not enough for you to carry out that update. I don't know whether some of you have encountered that before, that there are certain operations you instruct your phone to carry out, which has the capacity to carry it out, but because of the percentage of your battery power, because of the power you carry, it will tell you that it's not permitted. It will tell you that it's not permitted. And there was one time I was trying to use my phone lamp, when the battery got to a certain percentage, whether 5% or 3%, in the doom saw, when I put on my phone battery, my phone light, it did not come on. When I turned on the lamp, it didn't. Then because of the design, your battery level, your power level is too low. I pray that whatever is not working in your life as a result of a low level of power, it will become possible after tonight. For the power of the Spirit to increase on the inside of you. Let your amen be the loudest here. Yeah. Lift up your right hand and say, Lord, increase my power. Oh, say, Lord, increase my power. And that is why you must give yourself to prayer. You must give yourself to fasting. You must give yourself to waiting on the Lord. You must give yourself to spiritual disciplines. You must be on fire, zeal for the Lord, so that your power level will always be high, because you are always plugged in to the supernatural power. You are always plugged in. In Luke 1:35, when Mary was asking the angel that, how can this be? How can I experience such miracle and such supernatural occurrence and supernatural miracle? Then the angel of the Lord spoke to Mary and told Mary that it shall happen that the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, what will be born of you will be a holy one. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? That there are
things that are not permitted to happen in the life of humanity unless divinity takes over. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are things that are no go area. There are some miracles we will never see until we are walking in a certain dimension. We will hunger for it. We will thirst for it. We will cry for it. We will wish we have it. As a matter of fact, we may be in need of that miracle more than another brother or another sister, but it may not work in our life because the power dimension in our life is not enough. And I pray for 20 people here in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever you are being denied of, whatever you are being deprived of, whatever is not happening, whatever you are really hungry and you are really longing, whatever miracle you are in need of, dying in need of, that is not happening because of the level of power you are operating in, I pray for mercy for you, that may God increase you, that may God increase your power. And I stretch forth my hands in the spirit over 50 people here, that may the power of the highest come upon you in these 3 days fasting and prayer. May the power of the highest come upon you. May the power of the highest come upon you. May the power of the highest come upon you. Let me hear your loudest amen if you are here. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. The power of the highest should come upon you. That is how it works. Otherwise, you will cry, and you will pray, and you will desire it, but you may not see it. You may be dreaming about it, but you may not see it. It may be originally part, like the phone is originally packaged to run that installment. To run the laptop, may be able, that system should be able to run those drivers. But because of the level of power, it is not permitted. It's not permitted. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying at all? So this month or this week, as we fast and pray, one of the things that you must be praying for is power. That Lord, baptize me with fresh fire, fresh power. Let the zeal of the Lord consume me. Let the power of the Lord come upon me. If that happens, then you are sure that you can carry out and manifest certain destiny. Otherwise, it may just be showing in your dreams. You only sleep and be counting certain dimensions of money. You only be sleeping and be seeing certain dimensions of ministry and power. And those miracles will not be happening. But I pray tonight that the power of the Lord is coming upon 3 people here. The power of the Lord is coming upon a certain group of people here. The power of the Lord is coming upon your womb. The power of the Lord is coming upon your system. The power of the Lord is coming upon your marriage. The power of the Lord is coming upon your business. The power of the Lord is coming upon that ministry. The power of the Lord is coming upon that hands. The power of the Lord is coming upon that tongue. The power of the Lord is coming upon you. That from today, miraculous things will be happening. Wonderful things will be happening, far exceedingly abundantly above all that you can think about it, according to that power at work in you. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Number two, how to connect to the abilities of God, to the all-powerful ability of God, the things God can do. It's number two, by the power of faith. By the power of faith. Aside the spirit overshadowing you, aside the power of God filling you, increasing in you, the power of faith is what provokes God's ability to be at work in our lives. The power of faith. The power of faith. Luke 1:45. And Jesus said, "And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance." Yeah, that's what the word of God says, not Jesus. "For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her." This was a conversation between Elizabeth and then Mary. That blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of the things that were told her. That means that if God will perform that which he has intended to do for you, if God will perform that which he has purposed before the foundations of the earth to do in your life, then you need to be a believer. Tell somebody by you, you need to be a believer. Tell somebody you need to believe. If God will do exceedingly, if God will carry out that which you are thinking or that which you are imagining, then you need to have the power of faith. Because it takes faith to provoke the hand of God. It takes faith to attract that which you are expecting, that which you are looking for, that which you are longing for, that which you are praying for, that which the Lord has purposed for your life. Now I pray that as I speak, may the spirit of faith enter into the heart of someone, that you will begin to believe that which the Lord has promised you, that you will begin to believe the ability of God, that you will not doubt the power of God, that you will not doubt the ability of God, that you will not doubt the capabilities of God, that you will take it as he says it, that you will believe, that you accept it, that you will walk and you will act according to as he has spoken. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That there are certain dimensions of grace you will not see if you are not a believer. If you don't have faith, there are certain miracles you may not see. Drastic testimonies you may not experience. People will be testifying and you wonder why others are testifying and you seem not to have the same order of experiences. And you will wonder, but the reason is because of the dimension of faith they are walking in. Elizabeth was told that there will be a performance if you believe. There will be a performance. Whatever you are dreaming of, may there be a performance. I said, whatever you are dreaming of from today, may there be a performance. In the month of March, whatever God has promised you, may there be a performance. As you have entered into this month, whatever God has intended or pre-intended to do in your life, may there be a performance for you. If you are the one, you clap and say, I receive it. Say, I receive it. In John 11:40, Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, if thou would believe, thou should see the glory of God. This was the situation of Lazarus when Jesus was attempting to resurrect Lazarus from the dead. And then Mary and then Martha approached Jesus and were expressing their feelings and expressing their opinions. And then Jesus told her that, did I not tell you that if you can believe, all things are possible, or you shall see the glory of God. That means something Jesus has already instructed her. Before Jesus came to that place, he had already told her 4 days ago that just believe. And when he came, the lady was telling him that, oh, by this time the body is thinking. And then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if only you can believe, that means that the switch to turning on the power of God, or to turning on the ability of God, is actually your faith. It's like a switch. You can enter into a place filled with darkness, and you may be walking in the darkness, hopelessly and helplessly, crashing your head into walls, and knocking your foot against items in the place just because the place is dark. But it doesn't mean there is no light. It doesn't mean there is no lamp. It doesn't mean something has not been wired that is supposed to aid you or assist you to see, to have vision and visibility. The thing is there, but what you need is the switch. And that is how sometimes it is. There are many things that have been wired into our lives already. Before you were born, they were there. Tell somebody, before you were born, everything you were praying for were there. They were already wired into your destiny. Everything you are already desiring, deep is calling unto deep. The thing is already there. That is why you are having a desire for it. That is why you are having a longing for it. That miracle, that ministry, that power, that grace, that beauty, that glory, that testimony is already something that is already engineered into your system. That is why it seems like only you are thinking. thinking about something like that, and only you are imagining something like that, and only you are dreaming of something like that, and only you are hungry for something like that, and everybody around you is not even thinking about it, because the thing is already programmed into your system. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Before Adam came to the scene, already everything had been provided for Adam already. Everything had been made. Adam did not come to ask for food, or did not to ask for water, or did not come to ask for fruit. Bible says that all the things were made for food. The Bible says that, and the trees of the field, and the fruits, and the seeds thereof, I have given them unto you for food. So by the time Adam landed, food was there. By the time you are landing, everything God needs for a successful life is already there. It's already engineered in your system. It's already part of your life and your destiny. It's already there. Are you getting what I'm saying? It is not our prayer that brings it, but faith is the shield. It is the switch that turns it on. Faith is the switch that turns on the lamp, that brings the light that was already there, that you could not see. That is the Bible. That's why the Bible says that we should have the God kind of faith. Have this God type of faith. It says that have faith in God. Why? Because He calls the things that physically are not there as though they were there, because they are already programmed in the spirit. Are you getting what I'm saying at all? So by your faith, you can turn on your marriage. By your faith, you can turn on your admission. By your faith, you can turn on your deliverance. By your faith, you can turn on your healing. By your faith, you can bring something that is not there, you can bring it there. Something that is not around, you can bring it around. Something that is not yet possible, you can make it possible. By your faith, the impossibilities can become possible. Why? Because by the power of faith, we access the ability of heaven. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Is somebody here with me at all? Yeah. If it says God is able, one of the ways to bring that dimension into your life is by faith. If you don't believe it, you will not see the glory of God. But I pray for 50 people here that may you see the glory of God this month of March. Oh, may you see the glory of God in this month of March. That by the close of this month, you will be carrying your testimony. You'll be carrying your testimony. You'll be holding your appointment letter in your hands and you'll be waving it on this altar. You'll be carrying your school admission and you'll be waving it on this altar. You would have had that money you have been praying about. You would have had that connection you have been praying about. The Lord would have confirmed your healing with a laboratory test. The Lord would have brought you out of that trouble and that situation. The Lord would have fought your battles for you. If you are the one, let your loudest amen show. If you are the one, let me hear your loudest amen. Clap your two hands together for me. Number three, by the power of thanksgiving and praise. By the power of thanksgiving and praise. By the power of thanksgiving and praise. One of the ways we access the ability of God, the almightiness of God, is through thanksgiving and praise. It's through thanksgiving and praise. Amen. Oh, amen. In Isaiah chapter 38, verse 5, we saw from the life of Ezekiel how God was able to give him life. We said God make it alive. It's one of the things he's able to. God is able to kill and to make alive. And God gave Ezekiel 15 more years. But the reason why God gave Ezekiel 15 more years are for certain reasons. And one of the reasons was stated in that same chapter. Jump to verse 20. Look at what Hezekiah did. Look at the lifestyle of Hezekiah. Look at how Hezekiah walked with the Lord and fought his battle. For which reason God was able to add years unto his life. Isaiah 38 verse 20, are you there? It said, the Lord was ready to save me. Therefore will I sing my songs with string instruments all the days of our lives in the house of the Lord. Because God is ready. I told you that when we say somebody is able, one of the meanings is that the person is willing, has the ability and the willingness to do. And one of the ways that Hezekiah received life, 50 more years of life, was by connecting to our songs, by connecting to psalms, to singing, and to praising the Lord, even in the face of death on his sick bed. I get what I'm saying. I get what I'm saying. So when Hezekiah was lying on the sick bed, because he knew that the Lord was ready to save, he was telling his testimony, because by this time the Lord has given him 15 years. And he was telling his story in that chapter. And then he was saying that because he knew that the Lord was ready to save him. That's faith. Because the prophet has not come there yet. And after the prophet rather came to announce to him that you are going to die. Then he turned to the wall. Before the prophet left the door, as the prophet left and was going, before he left the compound, the Spirit of God spoke to him, go back. And he's explaining to us that because he knew that the Lord was ready to save him, therefore he kept singing. While he was on the sick bed, he kept thanking the Lord. I don't know what seemed to be going wrong. And I don't know what seemed to be robbing you of praise. But that is the more reason why you should start thanking the Lord. The Lord is ready to open that door for you. So just begin to thank him. The Lord is ready to deliver you from that situation. So just begin to praise him. The Lord is ready to give you that child. So just begin to praise him. The Lord is ready to help you with that resource. So just begin to praise him. The Lord is ready to do that thing that you feel are impossible. So just begin to thank him. Thanksgiving is an application for the supernatural of God. It's an application. It's an application. Thanksgiving, I always tell you, an advanced thanksgiving is like, it kind of corners God in a place where God has to do the thing for you. Because it's like he will not take payment, wages for a job not done. So by the time you are thanking him for what is yet to be done, Hezekiah was sick unto death. And originally, his time was up to die. And prophet of God came and said, your time is actually up. But a man could sing his way into changing the original intention of God for him for the next 15 years. Are you getting what I'm saying? So I don't know what the enemy has said about you. If you can engage the button of thanksgiving, the Lord is able to turn things around. This month of March, as you thank the Lord for whatever you are expecting, for whatever you are believing him for whatever you are praying to him for, I shall thank the Lord. May the good Lord cause that thing to happen for you. May the good Lord cause you to see that blessing. May the good Lord cause you to enter into that favor. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. And clap your two hands together for Jesus. It worked for the children of Israel and Jehoshaphat. It worked for them, Judah and Jehoshaphat. It worked for them when they tell. It worked for Saul and that's Paul and Silas. It worked for them in prison when they turned on the weapon of praise and prayer. It brought the deliverance. Number four, by the power of divine timing. By the power of divine timing. Tell somebody by you, there are things that will not happen unless the time is up. Come on, say it to someone. Tell him there are things that will never happen unless the time is up. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11, he says, he made everything beautiful in his time. Just end it there. He made everything. How many of you think your life will be beautiful? This month of March, may God beautify your life. You see, sometimes you are walking about hopelessly, but just one door that opens, just one door can change where you sleep, change your dress, change your car, change your life. Imagine Joseph, one door gave him everything you could pray for. One door. One door that opened, changed everything. It beautified his life. Bible says that God is able to make things beautiful, but in his time. So until the time is up, you will think God has no plan of beauty for you. Until the time is up, you will think this is how you walk for the rest of your life. Until the time is up, you will think that God has no intention for you. Until the time is up, you will think that all your prayers are in vain. Until the time is up, you will think that all your tithes and your offerings and your sacrifices are not producing results. But he makes all things according to time. Time is a factor if you want to experience the ability of God. Tell somebody, time is a factor. You are not saying it well. Tell somebody, time is a factor. Time is a determinant. Until the time is up, you will think God didn't hear you. Oh God, but I've been praying for 5 years. The time is not up. Oh God, but I've been crying. The time is not up. When the time is up, he makes it. How many of you believe your life will be beautiful? I prophesy that you will not die before your time arrives. I said you will not die before your time arrives. I said you will not die before your time arrives. I stretch forth my hands in the spirit that everyone here under the sound of my voice waiting for the Lord, you will not die before the Lord arrives. You will not die before your time arrives. How many of you believe that? Until the time of God for you comes, you will think prayer is useless. Oh, yes. Tell somebody, time. When they tell you that always you are praying, but you don't see anything, tell the person, time. Sometimes the issue is not your sin. The issue is not where you are. The issue is not that you are doing something wrong. You may be doing the right thing, but if you are in the wrong time, it will not produce the right results. So you may be praying, living holy, giving, doing the evangelism, going, following up, doing whatever is needed, living a good life, handling the relationship well, your marriage well. You may be doing everything you're supposed to do, working hard. But when the time is not up for your promotion, it will look as though the strategy doesn't work. It may look as though the formula doesn't yield results. That is where, if you are not able to connect into the spirit, to recognize that the formula is right, but it's just left with the timing, then you will stop it. And when you stop it, you stop the manifestation of the miracle. But when you continue the application of spiritual principle without stopping, at the right time, it produces the expected results. I'm telling you. At the right time. So tell somebody about you. Keep praying. Tell him, keep giving. Tell him, keep being holy. Keep serving God. Keep doing all the right things at the workplace. Keep doing all the right things in life. Because time is coming. Tell him, your time is coming. I say, your time is coming. I prophesy over 50 people here that your time is arriving now. Your time for your rising is arriving now. Your time for showing is arriving now. You may be having the most powerful gift of all time, but if the time is not up, you walk about as though there is nothing on the inside of you. Bible says that they saw him and they said, "Is this not the carpenter's son?" Because for about 30 years, when the time wasn't up, they had only known him. He was carrying grace, but he was not appreciated because the time was not up. You may be carrying grace, but you will not be appreciated. You will not be recognized. The world will not even take notice of you. You may be carrying grace, but you apply it, it will not work. Not because you don't carry it. Not because you don't have it. Not because you were not wired with it. You have been wired with it to do the impossible, to wrought miracles, to achieve greatness. But when the time is not up, it will be as though it is not there. It will be as though God has lied to you. It will be as though God has deceived you. It will be as though that vision will not happen. But every vision is for an appointed.
So if you are clapping, do that better. That's why anytime any of the branch pastors approach me and they are pouring their frustrations, and it looks like they are working all the formula that we know for church growth, that they have been taught and trained on, that we have learned here and even outside, and it has not produced the needed growth and increase that we are expecting, I always tell them, sit and check whether you are doing all the principles. I ask, do you pray? Are you checking? Are you following up? Are you following up? Are you sacrificing as much as you can? Are you praying? Are you fasting? Are you teaching? Are you teaching? How is your message? Let me listen. I'll look for their and their recording. Listen to how you preach. If I check all those things, or you check and you see that you are doing the right thing, then I will tell you that it's just a matter of time. Because as for time, you don't determine it, unfortunately. As for time, it is God that determines it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Genesis 1, it's verse 3. The Bible says that, and you start from verse 1. That when it says that, and God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and then void. And the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the face of the deep. How many years did the Spirit of God, do you understand hovering? It was just waiting. Say waiting. Charlie, there's a time in your life that you have to wait. There's a season that is meant for waiting. God knew he was about to do something powerful. God knew he was about to create, but still the Spirit had to hover and wait. And wait for the time. When the time is not up, the Spirit of the Lord will be around you, but it will not move. Woe unto you if you command, let there be light. At the wrong time, there will be no light, and you will conclude that God is not with you. I guess what I'm saying. If the Lord has called you to heal the sick, and the time is not up for a certain level of miracle in the healing of the sick, maybe a certain sickness you will heal that will bring the daily graphic to your house, and the timing is not right for that kind of miracle in your life. And woe unto you, you rush and go and locate such a sick person. You will pray heaven and hell. And pray everything you know. That miracle will not happen. It will not happen not because what you were seeing in your dreams are not real. Are not part of your destiny. It will not happen because of time. So listen to me. Wait for time. Are you hear what I'm saying? Catch you with your tongue. Time repa. Amen. Clap your two hands. Some of you, it's left with but a very, very small time, and there's going to be an explosion in your life. I declare that may you not miss your timing. Oh, may you not miss your timing. Let your amen be the loudest if you are here. May you not miss your timing. And then number 5, the power of fervent prayer and fasting. We are able to provoke the ability of God by prayer and fasting. Hebrews 5:7. Bible says that in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Amen. And so Jesus, when he was found in the flesh, Bible says that he prayed fervently to him that was able to save. My issue is the able, the ability to save. To provoke his ability to save, Jesus had to pray fervently. So if God can save you from that mess,
If God can save you from that situation, if God can save you from that status quo, if God can save you from that limitation, if God can save you from the hands of your enemies, if God can rescue you from that disaster, God can save you from that impending danger, then you must be somebody who has subscribed to fervent prayer and fasting. Somebody who prays. Because through prayer, we can switch on the ability of God. We can bring it into action. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying at all? And number six, by the power of prophecy, by the power of prophecy, Ezekiel 37, verse 4. He said, again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. So I prophesied, verse 7, as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. So what brought the ability of God into action at that scenario, at that place? It was the power of prophesying, speaking positively, speaking to the situation positively, declaring to the situation positively. Instead of saying negative things about the thing, you start saying positive things about the thing, that it is working, that it is growing, that I'm coming out, that I'm succeeding, that I'm getting a job, that I'm traveling, that I'm rising, that I'm increasing, that I'm having my own children, that I'm growing in grace, that I'm looking beautiful, that the marriage is working. Instead of complaining, rather you declare, let there be light. That is how to bring the ability of God into action. Clap your two hands for the Lord. That is how to bring the ability of God. Positive confession. That's prophecy. Said prophesy. My God, if you know you want to turn the dry bones, just do your thing. Can these dry bones live? It's a subject of ability. True or not true? It's a question of ability. That's English, isn't it? Can these bones live? God posed the question to the prophet, that do I have the ability to make this thing live? And then the prophet said, you are the one who knows. In other words, help me answer this one. Lest I say negative. That is why they shut the mouth of Zacharias. Because you will destroy the ability of God in your life by your negative proclamations. Am I speaking to someone? Some of you, your breakthrough is just about to happen until you started speaking some way. Your breakthrough was just about to happen until you started saying certain things. So when Gabriel spoke to Zacharias and the miracle was about to be confirmed, and what Zacharias should have said was what Mary had said, let it be so according to your word. Zacharias said, ha, do you know my age? I'm old, though. I don't have feelings anymore. I can't have children. Though. My wife, too, she's also very old. She doesn't have any more feelings. She can't have. The moment she started speaking, then Gabriel said, do you know who is talking to you? See, any time someone asks you that question, there's trouble coming. Or it's like you have said something that is so unexpected, that is so underrating. Like, do you know the one who is speaking to you? He said that I am Gabriel. He mentioned, he gave him an introduction. That I am Gabriel, if you care to know. I am the messenger. There is nowhere God has sent a message to in the universe that I was not the one. You know the one talking. Yet, you are going to use your mouth. So, from today, you will not talk again. Because after the miracle coming, it's not about you. It is about the coming Christ. So, you are just a part of the equation. We'll forgive your aberration and your mistake. And we'll shut your mouth and bypass you. If not for the fact that we ourselves needed Jesus here. Like you, Clarno, this child will not even give to you. That was the situation there, because for him to be provoked by what Zachariah said, and still gave him the miracle, meant that they didn't need Zachariah to even run the operation that God wanted to do now. But there is power in the tongue. And you're going to carry this miracle or this ability of God. You cannot talk negative. Tell somebody, you cannot talk negative and experience positive. Tell him, you cannot say negative and experience positive. You cannot prophesy wrong and receive right at all. You come to church, your pastor prophesies right. He steps out of the place. The first phone call that comes into your house, in your mama your day, pow. Say, wow, say, your mama your day. So where do you belong? Where do you belong? You come to church, you talk positive, you step in your house, you start talking negative. And unfortunately, you spend more time out there than in here. So it means that your negative overweighs or outweighs your positive. So even if there, in case there's going to be a neutralization, there will be an excess of the negative that will be left, if there is any scientific equation like that. I get what I'm saying. But you spend more time there than here. It is here that when you come, you hear the word of God, it makes you say something good, kakra. But once you step out of this place, all what you say or all what comes out of your mouth is total negativity. So how do you experience positivity when you are constantly proclaiming negativity? By the power, it says, that speak to these dry bones, that they will leave. And because he didn't want to confess negative, he said, you know whether it will work or not. You know, at least I'm in the middle. You know. Then God said, okay, now let me show you the formula. It's prophesy. The word prophesy means speak. Say what you want to see. Like God came and said, let there be, and they appeared. Say something. This month, you are going to say, let my marriage appear. Let my pregnancy appear. Let my children appear. Let the joy in my marriage appear. Let the financial doors be open. You are going to say, this man, let my appointment letter arrive in my hands. You are going to prophesy that let the ministry door break open. Let the nations hear my voice. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? Clap your two hands and say, prophesy. That's how it works. Speak, prophesy, and it shall be so. Then the number 7. I remember when Ezekiel prophesied, what happened? The bones came a mighty. So the ability of God came into existence. Then the last one, by the power of sacrifice. By the power of sacrifice. Hannah prayed and said, it is God who kill it, make it alive. Is the one who lifts up one, brings down the other. He was talking about the ability of God. But how did she provoke the ability of God? She provoked the ability of God on the altar of sacrifice. He said, give me a son and I sacrifice the son to you. Give me a son and I sacrifice him to you. And that vow of sacrifice provoked God. Check through the scriptures. Everywhere sacrifice came into the scene, power moved. Everywhere. Even when God himself sacrificed his son, the gates of hell were broken. The chains of hell were broken loose. And souls started trooping into heaven. Wherever there is an altar of sacrifice, the power of God came into display. In war, in business, in commerce, in education, every as in ministry, I pray that this month of March, may every sacrifice you engage, may it provoke the ability of God in your life. May it provoke the all-powerful nature of God in your life. Whatever you are expecting, may you begin to receive them. Clap your two hands together. Clap your two hands together and rise up to your feet.
Beloved, Thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.